Chaos this weekend after U.S. border agents fired tear gas to stop hundreds of migrants, among them children, as they tried to cross the border from Tijuana, Mexico. U.S. officials said members of the migrant caravan threw projectiles at border agents. President Donald Trump, who has sent thousands of troops to support border security operations, also defended the use of tear gas.
They had to use because they were being rushed by some very tough people, and they used tear gas. And here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
Tijuana police have arrested dozens of migrants attempting to cross the border illegally. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection said they have arrested 69 people. Erlin Juarez is among the thousands of migrants trying to escape poverty in Honduras, now stranded in Tijuana.
We have to use force to pressure Trump into letting us in. It's a lie that they will fix the paperwork process because there are too many of us.
Human rights groups are accusing Trump of manufacturing the migrant crisis by effectively shutting down the asylum program. Melissa Crow is from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
By using tear gas, the Trump administration is preventing people from even approaching the border between ports of entry. And the reason they're doing this, and the reason they've done it for quite a long time now, is, as I said, that they are not being allowed to present and seek asylum at official ports of entry.
On Monday, Trump again said he will close the U.S.-Mexico border, which stretches over 3,000 kilometers. He has threatened to shut down the federal government unless Congress funds his proposed border wall. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.